Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, triumphantly returning from Florida. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, streaming at your ear holes. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you're listening to us as a rerun here on the awesome fucking Crab Diving Network. It's not fucking, it's just Crab Diving Network. 24/7 for your ear holes. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What up, America?
Fuck you, Republicans.
Oh, good God. Fuck them.
Fuck
Texas. Fuck snow.
Fuck them all.
But...
welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, from Florida. A successful and fun and awesome trip out to the Redneck Riviera, Pensacola, Florida, where a great time was had by all.
It was awesome.
I believe. By the way,
listeners, name that tune.
Right?
I don't know.
Name that show.
Could. Welcome back, Cotter, baby.
Kind of helps you out with the whole title.
That's where John Travolta started.
It is.
Who is also from Florida. Where we were.
Right. He has his own airstrip.
Yeah.
Over there, right?
Yeah.
Actually,
in Ocala.
If you're listening, yeah, tweet us during the show if you like, by the way. Communicate
Welcome
with us.
Back.
On the Twitter machine, at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. We keep our eyes on that throughout the show. You can also toss us a message over at Facebook, at facebook.com/crabdiving, where the page is active and lively, despite having not been tended that much over the holidays. Still, everybody's hanging out and talking and laughing, and we're back putting up memes and shit.
Memes. We put some shit up over the holidays.
Yeah. And you can message us there, and we don't keep our eyes peeled on that motherfucker that frequently, but you could try there. So a little discombobulated today. Still trying to recover. We do the straight drive-through thing where it was probably
it was extra long this time. By the way, climate change is real. Can we just say that? I mean, in Texas we drove through a fucking blizzard.
Horrible.
Texas ain't bad enough.
Yeah.
My God. if you give Texas the climate of Michigan, then I think we can let Texas secede. I think we might make them secede. Sorry, guys. Party's over.
kick them out before they have time to secede, because, goddamn, even listening to that right-wing
radio,
horrible radio, and I was yelling. I was yelling at nobody at the
Charlie
ether.
Jones, right, on KLRD FM is a dick.
Good God.
You are a dick.
Yeah, one guy calls in and kind of a tiny voice of reason was saying some stuff, and man, that guy just shot him down. It was almost like he said something not that negative about Obama, and the guy was like, whoa, wait a minute here. What about
if you're a GOP lunatic, how in the fuck do you blame the Middle East on Obama?
Right.
I mean, really?
Well, we had that shit. Remember, George Bush landed on that aircraft carrier and he said it was mission accomplished. We had those towel heads running every direction.
Fucking nuts.
And then the Muslim, the evil, the black one that's in the White House.
The funniest thing is the ads they play on that Texas AM talk radio. Right. It's all like Miracle-Ear and what is the deal with silver and gold coins you can buy and shit?
A lot of that going on.
How do you buy gold coins?
A lot of gun billboards for gun sale places. That's a lot of that going on.
I never understood the whole gold coin business because I see that.
Well,
like,
because when Obama brings about the destruction of our civilization here,
gold will be valuable.
Apparently.
Can you eat it?
I don't know what's going to happen.
I really don't understand. The only reason gold is valuable because there's not a lot of it. Is that correct?
Yeah. And at some point early on, a bunch of idiots thought it was pretty and therefore it became de facto currency.
The doomsday preppers and end timers, do they believe in putting money in gold because of like
when the dollar collapses?
That's what we used to
use. Buy gold. You should be buying gold because when Obama brings about the new world order.
That's what they used in Deadwood, right? Little gold ducats.
Yeah, yeah.
To pay for shit.
We listen to fucking Howard Jones. We listen to
Howard Jones. Wait, Howard Jones. Was that the right stuff? You've got Kids in the.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one.
That's Kids on the Block. Howard Jones.
Howard Jones was
good. He had some good songs.
I thought he had something that sounded like that. Though.
That's the Right Stuff by New Kids on the
that
Block.
That is
the ghost of Howard Jones just descended from quote. I'm doing air quotes here, guys.
Oh no, you know what it was?
From heaven to beat the shit out of you.
You know what it was? It was
That's Howard Jones.
Yeah, things can only.
Oh my God!
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in for the '80s. Howard Jones.
That's Howard Jones. God,
Howard Jones.
That's Howard Jones.
That's Howard Jones.
He thought Howard Jones was a country singer.
No. I remember him being the story was he was some classically trained musician, went to fucking Juilliard or something.
And do you feel scared?
Yeah, comes out of the 80s, poofs his hair up with that crazy 80s poof thing. And
right.
He was one of the first to, use all electronic synthesizers. Oh. Remember, when he performed live, he had, eight different keyboards on stands around him, a drum set almost, and that was kind of his deal.
Oh, that's cool.
So you know that
we're
not losing our minds here. If you don't know that song, that is the chorus.
That's a great song, man.
Things can only get better.
Right.
Howard Jones.
I can't believe New Kids on the Block stole that from him, though.
I fucked up.
No. I mean,
I admit it.
It's similar. It's a similar song.
Whoa.
I think. Whoa. Yeah. Marky Mark. Who is in the New Kids in the Hall? Fuck me. Kids on the Block. Who is it? They owe Howard Jones a big fat apology.
They might have been before him.
Right.
Texas, who knows? It was all the same time.
Yeah, and Texas owes us an apology for that fucking weather and,
Oh, yeah. We got hit. Wait a second. First time
was the daytime. Second time was the blast. Is that the Kids on the Block?
Sure.
They still tour, by the way, dude.
Yeah, not so.
They
kids.
Do. Yeah, yeah. The old fucking kids.
Yeah.
They're older than me.
The returned kids on the block.
They're in their late 40s.
Never picked up from layaway kids on the block.
One of them went to space, right?
What?
Lance Bass went to space.
No, he's a NSYNC-er.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's from NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Anyway, a little stroll down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen, over there.
Right.
All kinds of stuff going on. We'll get into the headlines and everything in our usual political bullshit. But goddamn, that right wing fucking media. It's still, I'm still losing my mind over it because everything that came out of the guy's mouth was inaccurate and based on bad numbers and shit. I mean, it's not just, God. I don't care if you've got your opinion about how certain things may be fixed.
Does racism trump math?
But God damn it. Yeah. Don't with the climate change and shit crime statistics and talking about police and how, you know, police are being killed. It's a war on police. It's danger. And then there's a story that came out today that the 2015, which, you know, we got three fucking days left of it, has been one of the safest years ever for the popo. Yes, there's been some horrible shootings and some deaths of police who bravely gave their lives in the line of fucking duty. But overall, it ain't this war on the popo that the right-wing media is trying to portray just because they hate black people.
You told me how many people this year got shot by cops. It was like three a day.
Right. There was some statistically, you know, three people a day this year have been shot by police.
Yeah.
Now, that's unreal. Obviously, the vast majority of them, we'll assume, are justifiable.
Are they?
Should we assume I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try to keep some faith in humanity and our justice system. But then listening to Serial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I never listened to that before. I can't believe that really happened.
We listened last night on the way through the horrificitude bullshit.
We started that in Arizona. And that got us all the way here.
It's really good. It is really good about that high school kid.
It's an NPR show.
Who was convicted of murder.
Right.
And it's fascinating to listen to just the shit that goes on in the justice, quote unquote, system.
I tell you what, it is definitely a leg up in this country to be white. And it ain't a leg up to be brown. That's what I got from Serial. I mean, that kid face straight up racism in his trial.
Right.
I mean, just unabashed.
Anti
or is that unabashed? Did people say unabashed or unabashed?
Unabashed.
Unabashed racism in Serial.
The unabashed racism.
Hey, baby.
We can see what's going on in the world. See what the headlines are this morning.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, December 28th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
That one was perfect.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
The headline, I saw this earlier, outrage.
Fuck Obama.
I believe there's going to be
fuck him.
Some protester in.
About what?
Tamir's killer let off is the headline.
Oh, my God.
The final
Jesus Christ
decision for 100 days later, by the way. How much of a fucking investigation when you've got it all on tape.
Yeah, really.
You've got a videotape of the cop pulling up, not waiting a fucking hummingbird heartbeat.
Yes. Wow.
Pulls the gun and blasts Tamir Rice, who didn't even appear to be holding the gun, the fake gun, toy gun, up in the air.
Jesus Christ.
He dropped him.
Where is this one? What part?
Cleveland.
Of it? Cleveland. God.
An Ohio grand jury.
Cleveland's horrible anyway, even worse now.
Has declined to indict the Cleveland Popo officer who fatally shot the unarmed 12-year-old in 2014. And the fucking right-wing conservative assholes are back at it again.
But he's black.
Well, but he's a big one.
Oh, my God.
He was 180 pounds, and he had size 12 shoes. He didn't look 12.
God, was he a
big, big, scary, demon-faced monster.
Does anyone call him a demon yet?
I'm sure.
God, was he really 180 pounds?
He's a big boy.
12 years old?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Shit. He's a big kid.
The grand jury in Cuyahoga County.
Cuyahoga!
Excuse me. Cuyahoga County prosecutor Timothy McGinty announced a decision today, 400 days since rookie patrolman Timothy Lehman shot Tamir Rice after they had responded to the scene.
Okay. How hard?
The veteran officer with him, his name was Frank Garmbach. The grand jury also declined to indict Garmbach on any charges of negligent homicide.
Jesus Christ.
Dereliction of duty.
When are we going to... I want to say, can't we make an example of these cops that just shoot people? But I guess, no, we can't.
Well, we need to take a look at this grand jury process, I think, because the fact that the prosecutor, remember, we've heard it over and over again. It's a
yes.
standard phrase in the business that
dee
you
dee
could,
dee.
That you could indict a You get a grand jury to indict a cheese sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. It was for our vegetarian friends.
Cheese is very British. You know what I mean? They have cheese sandwiches over there.
They do.
You are an Anglophile.
We have cheese sandwiches in Florida.
You are Anglocentric. You're from America.
Your mom made cheese sandwiches.
Not grilled cheese sandwiches.
And
that's
cheese
different.
Cheese toast.
Again, put to heat.
Half a sandwich.
No. The British people, they have cheese. They have cheese with no heat applied to any of it. They're barbarians.
Plain white bread.
Right. What? What?
Hunk of cheese.
That's the most important thing.
It says on November 22nd, 2014, Lehman and Garmbach were dispatched to investigate a 911 call.
God.
About a guy with a gun. Pulling a weapon from his waistband, pointing it at people.
You know, I mean, listen, I hate these toy guns as much as the guns because, I don't think kids should play with toy guns or BB guns or whatever this is.
Shoot your eye out with that.
Well, it's just like a gun culture. It's like, oh, this is so much fun, you know? I mean, when I was growing up, we had little toy guns. Did you have toy guns? Did you play
Sure. Army? Oh, yeah.
I real did. Guns. You know, I don't know. You had real guns?
Yeah. Sure.
I wasn't allowed a BB gun. Like if I grew up and you watched the movie A Christmas Story,
yes,
it would end with Santa Claus kicking me in the face. And there would be no guns.
How old is he in that movie? 10, 12,
10? 10 or 11 years old. Yeah, sure.
It's about how old Give I him was a good. When I got my first BB gun, I think.
Your first one?
Yes.
Double barrel?
They improved. Well, it was a little safer.
Was it a pistol?
No, it was a little rifle.
Did it come with a laser sight?
And you unscrew the top of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a Daisy. God, I remember the name of it.
Daisy.
I forget the Daisy. Daisy was the brand, and then there was a model name.
Did you pretend
it.
You were a cowboy when you played it, or were you like a snapper?
That's what I was. I would put on a ghillie suit and hid in the backyard.
Well, I mean, you know, we played guns and stuff.
We weren't supposed to shoot each other. That's the whole thing. So
which character
I didn't
you?
Exactly play
on the A-team.
We didn't play cops and robbers with them, but we were somewhat responsible and set up targets.
When you played war, which character on the A-team were you? I was Murdoch, the guy who was afraid of flying. No. He was a pilot. No, B.A. Baracus was afraid of
yeah,
flying.
Yeah.
I was Mr. T.
Mr. T.
But I never used blackface.
And every
that's
time,
racist.
Every time they had to stick him with some drug, right?
Yeah.
It was in the neck with some fucking sedatives and knock
really,
his ass out.
You know, the great thing about that show is everybody, you ever notice the A-team, they would just squeeze off rounds and rounds of ammunition.
Thousands.
And not one person
right.
shot. That's what... You know, if we could have that in this country, if you could just go out and spray the sky with bullets and they would hit nary a soul, then I'd be okay with it.
However, that's not exactly what happened.
What happened was.
So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on Cleveland there.
Shoot your eye out.
They're saying that, you should don't go out and protest.
Now, this kid...
Don't go out and protest, everybody. But,
this,
you know, it's just
poor
a 12-year-old that was shot in about... an eighth of a second time.
He had a toy gun?
An airsoft rifle.
Which
kind of looks real.
Which is
but
a BB.
Nonetheless, 2 seconds, they opened fire. The
They didn't say, hey, drop your weapon or anything like that?
Statements filed with the sheriff's office. Both officers claimed they repeatedly yelled at Tamir, show me your hands. But surveillance video shows that Lehman opened fire within 2 seconds emerging from the police cruiser.
Oh, my God.
The family of Tamir Rice is criticizing the grand jury's decision. They released a statement accusing the prosecutor, Timothy McGinty, of, quote, abusing and manipulating the grand jury process to orchestrate a vote against indictment. And there, that's the thing where they could, if the prosecutor wanted, they could indict a ham fucking sandwich. But because it's a cop.
Yeah.
And who works with the cops? But the prosecutors.
Why don't they go to a different prosecutor that doesn't know the cop?
Well, that's where they're starting to pass these laws now. And even in like over in Ferguson and everything now, they don't go to the prosecutor immediately. If there's a cop shooting, cop shoots someone, kills someone.
Yes.
It bypasses the local prosecutor and goes right for the state's attorney.
Well, see, they did it right in Ferguson. One thing happened that was bad and then they fixed it. No, wait, I'm sorry. 100 years of bad shit happened in 100 years. Oh my God. Do you think there was ever,
I'm sure it was lovely in 1916 for black people in Missouri.
The thing about Ferguson is if you're a person of color, the best time to have lived there when you were black or whatever would be the time you're in now.
The 1500s.
Well, no, it's a time
or
you're
earlier
now.
Or now. Yeah.
It's always better. It's right. Always better than it was.
Right.
1915 in Ferguson. Lovely time to not be white, I'm sure.
So there you go. God. No indictment. We'll keep our eyes on what's going on.
Congratulations, cops. You got away with another one.
In Cleveland. Jeez. Meanwhile, over the weekend.
Yes.
The news out of Chicago.
Hey.
Is another
fuck
one.
Fuck yourself.
In fact, what's his face? Rahm Emanuel.
The mayor.
Yeah.
You just spit. You don't like him?
Oh, he's awful. He's really horrible.
But he's a Democrat.
I don't care. There's horrible Democrats.
No. That one. He sucks. He's the worst. Yeah. Is he the worst Democrat?
No. There's probably worse. Although right now I can't think of one.
Schumer has some shitty politics here and there, right?
Yeah, his cock is wrapped around the uncut schlong or the cut schlong of Bibi Netanyahu.
Schumer's listening. He's like, listen, I appreciate that you think my cock could actually wrap around shit, but it's not the case.
So that's it over at the Huffington Post. While I'm trying to find that other story, let's go over to the Drudge Report. Let's dumb it down.
Fuck you.
Crank your calendars back.
Crank.
To when it was safe to live like a black person in Missouri in the 1500s.
Yeah, I was saying, but when would that been? It never.
1500s.
Well, no, I there was no one there.
That's when it was. Yeah.
Only the Navajo lived there at the time.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Says a poll shows Clinton versus Trump a dead heat.
Fucking bullshit.
Da, da, da.
In the country, in the whole fucking country, or just...
Let's look. Prez Rasmussen reports...
9!
A national telephone survey.
Yes.
Oh, so this is one of those where they're probably going to call shenanigans, because a lot of these telephone surveys call people that have landlines. Why don't you attach it to a carrier pigeon? Why don't we beat drums in the center of town and send people messages? Nobody has landlines anymore.
You know who has landlines? Old white people.
Right.
Hello, white people. What do you think about this?
And if you do have a landline, you're probably more likely to go out and vote because you're an older, whiter person.
You're white as ever.
The
whitest.
So the Rasmussen report says that if the 2000 presidential election was held today, 37% of likely U.S. voters would vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton, while 36% would vote for Donald Trump.
Kill me in whatever violent way you would like.
Good God.
Jesus, you got to be kidding me. When we were in Gulf Breeze, we watched, my mom's got real cable.
Yes.
We watched a lot of those Trump speeches.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
I mean, it's terrifying.
Joel Osteen.
He's just a fucking dick.
You Instagram that.
Oh, I did. I, in the middle of the night, his big, stupid, white, fucking face and that hair. He's got perfect. He's got that perfect Kirk Cameron hair back from the growing pain days.
And white teeth.
Oh, yes.
White, matching his audience.
Yes. Oh, actually. My God. Oh, my God. But watching those Trump speeches.
Yeah. Quite interesting, too, because, you know, usually we see the highlights, which is
a clip.
The main horrible thing he said during 2 hours of horrible speaking or an hour of horrible speaking.
Well, it's not horrible speaking.
He's good.
He's very good.
He's good.
I mean,
if you hate black people and Muslims, yes, and women.
No. But his I mean, the brilliance is that he doesn't have any content in any of his speeches. He only says we got to make America great again. Right. I'll be great on China. We don't win anymore.
Yeah, Hillary's horrible.
Horrible. I'm going to schlong her.
Oh, yeah. That's what, while we were, yeah, we talked about that. Go to crabdiving.com, by the way, for our episodes, our Florida episodes.
Yeah, fuck you, boy.
And you can go to iTunes or Stitcher. If you do, hey, leave us a good review.
5 stars, baby.
We ask for nothing. Right now.
Yeah. But if you want to go to Amazon, do so via portal on crabdiving.com/Amazon.
There you go. We get a little nibble. We get a little taste of whatever you buy. Doesn't cost you anything. Jeff Bezos and the crew over there.
Yay.
Give us a little commissione for sending you all over there.
I mean, Trump doesn't leave a laugh on the table in a speech. If he feels like he can milk a laugh for a little more, he will. He'll right. say whatever the fuck he wants. Yes. Lots of squirting.
That's milking.
Yes. I watched that. I'm like, that's a guy you want to have host like a Tonight Show kind of thing, you know? Or you know, if you have a Klan rally and you need a keynote speaker, that's your guy.
Right.
But not necessarily to be president.
Correct. And in fact, what was that poll that came out last week that half of the country would be
embarrassed. Horrified
to have him as president.
The other half would love it.
Yeah, I wonder what that percentage was when Bush was president. Like what percentage of people, if they had done that question at that time, what percentage
would they be
of people
embarrassed
would have said,
of Bush?
Yeah, remember the Dixie Chicks? That's what she got in trouble for saying, didn't
right.
she?
Right. Would that be before or after he gave Angela Merkel a back rub? Yeah. Oh my God. So creepy.
That was our president.
Jesus.
So
why didn't he tune in Tokyo while he was at it? It would have been just as horrible.
Trump, according to this poll, is drawing 63% support from Republicans. Unaffiliated voters seem to be preferring Trump over Clinton, 36% to 25%.
Yes.
But then 29% of those voters also like other candidates. So,
okay.
I mean, you can't really
other candidates.
Go by that. It was a survey of 1,000 likely voters. The sampling error, margin error is plus or minus 3.
Somebody in Florida told me they're going to vote for Rick Ocasek for Republican. I'm not kidding.
Well, you might think I'm foolish.
Rick Ocasek is a goddamn liberal. Wait, is he dead?
He means John Kasich, right?
Is Rick Ocasek dead?
No, he's still around.
Oh, okay.
He's married to Paulina Poroskova, right?
What?
Supermodel?
Super. Really? For
yeah,
real?
Yeah, forever they've been married, I think.
Oh, well.
Congrats. Trump, let's see, in... But for men voters prefer Trump over
please.
Clinton, 41% 31. Women prefer Clinton by about the same, 42 right. to 31. Voters under 40 give Clinton a 39 to 27.
Is that good?
12 point, yeah.
Okay.
Middle-aged voters are evenly divided, and old farts prefer Trump, 45
die.
To 30. Yeah,
die
we got
quicker.
A year.
Die quicker, please. Oh, my God.
There's
no way you could ever prefer him. Yes, funny. I mean, engaging, yes. I can't stop watching for all the wrong fucking reasons.
12% of Democrats would vote for Trump if Clinton and Trump are the two nominees.
Well, then those people are mentally handicapped.
What the fuck?
Is this again from the telephone poll?
Yeah, and again, these have got to be...
Democrats with landlines?
They're old people who hate Hillary Clinton, just because she's so corrupt. Remember listening to that fucking right-wing radio?
Yes.
Hillary Clinton, so corrupt, I don't care what she does.
Fuck you!
God, it's going to be 8 more years of the same fucking bullshit from those assholes.
No.
From the Republican Party of unless we somehow miraculously get the Senate and the House back, it's just going to be
more obstruction. It'll be a little different because this time it's racism.
Well, they won't use the N-word.
No, next time it'll be sexism.
Right.
I guarantee you, someone in the loony house will refer to her as a bitch.
Less N-word, more C-word.
Right. Or C-word. They'll say C-word.
Right.
That's going to happen. You don't think that's going to happen?
Some lunatic
trolling or some representative from the lower bowels of horrible Texas will be like, that bitch. I ain't vote for one law that bitch puts
out. Oh, sure, Mitch McConnell, when Obama was elected, right?
Mitch the bitch McConnell.
Our number one job is to make sure that Obama's a one-term president.
Dear God, can you hear me? I have a question. How did Mitch McConnell ever have a career in politics?
Right, he's got the personality of a stump.
A rotting stump.
Yeah. Let's see.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
George Bush, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, who was he, our president?
I don't know why.
He was our president, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Speaking of being embarrassed by presidents.
Yeah. I did that thing they do on Men in Black. If you want to forget a bunch of shit, they just wave that little flux capacitor.
Oh, how
in
great
front
would
of your
that
face.
Be?
Oh, that'd be great. Are you kidding? I'm going to buy one book. I'm going to buy one movie. And I'm going to watch him over and over again. I'm going to say,
Star Wars. Boom. Right. Star Wars. Boom. Yeah,
that would have helped my marriage.
We did see Star Wars, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Who would have gotten Zap more, her or you?
Both of us. We would have walked one with one in front of our faces all the time.
Yeah, I think the whole country would look like a photo shoot.
Right.
Just flashes going on everywhere. We saw Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
no spoilers, but I thought it was fucking awesome.
I thought it was good too.
Except for
Carrie Fisher.
There you go.
Sorry,
yeah,
she's not great. Lots of other actors could have played that part.
Well, but no, they couldn't. She is Princess Leia.
I know. But like, why? Oh God, this is me being shitty. But I guess she's a big star, right? And so that's what happens when you're big and famous. And then even J.J. Abrams can't say, hey. Carrie, can we try that one more time? But this time, you know.
Well, maybe he did.
Mix it up. Because let me tell you, when I acted,
underplayed.
Right. I had plenty of directors give me direction, and it wasn't nice. It was like, hey, that sucked. Do it again. Better.
What the hell is that?
But she's a big star. Oh, yeah. What is that? What is that?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You look stupid.
I've actually never had that bad of a director who wasn't doing it in jest.
Yeah.
Like, I had a couple directors that I was good enough friends with that they would be like, what the fuck was that?
I had a couple of fancy snooty directors, you know, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
They had big names and stuff, but they, you know, young actor in his 20s, they don't care what I think. They want them to do what they want me to do, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta get real serious.
Oh, hush. Fell over the crowd.
Ouch. Don't schlong me.
I found that story. Rahm Emanuel, Chicago mayor,
has
cut short his family vacation
to
Cuba.
You know why he cut short his family vacation?
To Cuba.
What's he doing there?
Vacation.
But it's legal now.
Yeah. I love to go to Cuba, actually.
For what?
Now, before it becomes Starbuckified.
It's a shithole.
No, it's not.
Come on.
Well, yeah, parts of it. But drive 20 minutes a certain director in here, and it's a shithole.
Is it true in Cuba they only have old cars because it's on an island? I thought that was the case. They only had cars from the 50s.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of vintage cars.
Pencils.
And now, sadly, America's going to... It's under the shadow of the American taint again. And
oh, wow. What a horrible place.
All the wonderful capitalists are seeing nothing but profit possibilities now.
Lots of baseball players coming over now.
How can we exploit cheap labor and cheap?
Yeah.
So Rahm Emanuel's coming back because
his family's like, we don't even like you. Leave.
Of what's going on with the police in Chicago.
Right.
They say that there was the use of deadly force. Two citizens over the weekend were killed.
Oh, God.
And if I recall what happened, here it is. Betty Jones, 55, and college student Quintonio LeGreer, 19, were killed.
Oh, my God.
LeGreer had mental health issues, had threatened his father with a metal baseball bat that the father called the police. And the story from the witnesses and the family, which you'll be surprised to hear, might differ from the police version.
What a shocker.
They said that he came, the police, he barely like went after them with the baseball bat.
Why didn't they tase him?
And one dude was like, ba-bang, ba-bang, ba-bang. And this poor woman, Betty Jones, was like in her front door of her house. She's an innocent bystander that took a bullet and is dead now because of these asshole cops who are all roided up.
Right.
And shoot first and ask questions
even
later.
Even now,
right.
In this atmosphere, in this climate, what do the body cams reveal? Oh, wait.
Who knows? I'm sure the...
my malfunction.
The sound was remarkably off. Did you see there was a story, I think it was last week, about how in all of the police, I think it was, of the police shootings that have had controversy in Chicago, that for some reason the audio didn't work on the police body cams.
Do they have body cams now?
What a coincidence. A lot of them do, yeah.
Wow. They just switched off. Well, wait, I mean, are they using Dolby? Well,
here we go. One of the victims' families is expected to seek video footage of the shootings, which occurred early on Saturday.
Yeah.
Try to get a clearer picture of what happened.
I mean, a baseball bat. I mean, that's pretty terrifying, but still, do they not have tasers?
Police said, well, that's the thing. And even if the officer, first of all, they should all have them. I guess there's some that don't. So
right.
if they were still waiting for, one of the stories I read said that there was no reason for them to not wait a couple of minutes for an officer with a taser to show up if that was the situation.
I mean, what about Batman, too? Like, Batman doesn't have any guns. And think of the people he's faced.
Right.
Gunless. A lot scarier than a kid with a bat.
They say that LeGreer was being combative, but police are admitting that Ms. Jones, who lived on the first floor of the building, was shot by accident.
Right.
Oops. There's still, things are still up in the air. I mean, you know, tense because of the video last month that showed the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was walking down the street allegedly with a knife in his hand, and that one guy shot him 16 times.
He wasn't even close to that guy.
As he was still lying in a fetal position on the ground.
In that video, right?
Boom,
how far was the cop away from that kid?
Yeah, like 20 feet away. Or
Jesus.
Something.
What are we doing?
People are, the activists are calling for Emmanuel to step down now. I mean,
stay on vacation, dummy. Why did he leave Cuba?
The former police chief over there resigned, right? He kind of fell on the sword.
Yeah.
After the Laquan McDonald video came out.
I mean, unfortunately, they don't even have swords.
And now they're asking.
That would be better than these fucking guns.
Now they're asking everyone, you know, rising calls for Emmanuel's resignation, which ain't going to happen. He just won a fucking election. So it's unlikely that he's going to step down, but I wonder, I don't know what the process is. And if Chicago has a recall process, I would be willing to bet that that's happening. I'm sure if Chicago has some kind of a recall process that people are probably circulating petitions.
You got to figure it out. I mean, God, it's amazing that he didn't step down in this whole Laquan McDonald trial, because I mean, didn't we see if
well, the officer was
they
charged.
They withheld that video.
But that's the thing. The only reason the officer was charged is because of a reporter who was twisting the dick of the police for a year to try to get.
Turn it one more time.
These freedom of information.
I'll never give it to you.
These freedom of information requests.
Ouch.
Filled. And
nobody would have seen that video.
Right. No.
It would have gone poof. And they would have gone with the official police story, which was he lunged at them with a knife. And then you watch the video, and the knife was down at his side.
And conveniently, the video wasn't released until this dickhead was elected mayor again, right?
Yeah, for some reason. The investigation took just long enough for the election to occur.
Who the fuck likes Rahm Emanuel anyway?
That's the teachers? Excellent question. Well, I mean, you know, it's a democratic stronghold and it's sadly, it's like if you go down to the Beaumont, Texas, I'm sure you could be an axe murdering rapist, bestiality committing homosexual. As long as you're a Republican, you're going to win.
How do you fit that on a business card? what do you go by? What's your favorite? Oh, bestiality. That's the main one.
Yeah.
Which one?
Right.
Hey, stand still.
So there you go. Rahm Emanuel flying back from Cuba because people are calling for his head. They want his job. They want him to quit.
Why? He probably wants to quit at this point. You want to work somewhere where nobody fucking likes you at all? Right. Why did he quit working for Obama? Why would you get out of the White House to be a mayor? That's a step down, isn't it?
Well, he was the chief of staff.
That's a great job.
The gatekeeper to the president.
In every television show or movie that was about the president, the chief of staff is always played by a major star.
Staff.
It's a good job. Like in West Wing, who was the chief of staff? Was it the dude with the beard and the bald head? What's his name?
No, he was the communications director.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chief of staff.
Chief of staff was the old dude. The older guy.
What's his face?
Right.
He was great. Loved him.
Mr. What's his face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can start talking about the election.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Trump is Yosemite Sam, though. Just put a fucking cowboy hat on his head. Give him a couple of six shooters. Is he still packing?
Donald?
Oh, yeah.
He says he's care. Well, he says
only
he likes
room.
To mix it up, right? Oh, to keep people guessing.
Oh, whether or not sometimes he has a crossbow.
Apparently, yeah.
Is it only guns or does he have other weapons? Does he have knives?
I think he's a throwing star.
Mace?
Expert.
Oh, throwing stars. He has a blow dart.
Trying to think of that big fat gut and moobs in a ninja costume.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's very slimming, black.
This is from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
You'll recall
a
former politician from a lovely swamp that we drove through, Louisiana.
Oh,
I mean, state.
My God. Listen, you guys got a lot to work on there. First off, lay some towels down, drain some of that. I mean, my God, your whole fucking state's underwater. How big is that Lake Pontchartrain?
That's fucking huge.
By the way, have fun, pretending climate change ain't a thing. Have fun with that, ignoring it.
All right.
You're underwater, literally. The whole state, dude. It's a shithole.
And you elected Bobby Jindal as governor. He's
the biggest boob on the planet.
There's got to be something wrong with them people. Them people.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah.
I agree. Who the fuck elects that guy?
Yeah,
a whole group of people got together, and the majority said, "Oh, Paiush."
A couple Paiush, of times, right?
Bobby Jindal.
He got term limited out, so he was elected twice.
He knows his people, and he talks about that Jesus like it's going out of style.
We'll vote for him, even though he's brown.
You'll vote for him, even though he's a dipshit right wing nut job lunatic.
Speaking of former Louisiana politician. And Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard, David Duke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'll recall.
I remember this guy. yeah, everybody in Louisiana liked him. What was he a former?
He was a congressman.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, you fucking racist asshole. You voted for a Klan member.
Right.
A fucking Klan member.
The Grand Lizard or whatever the fuck.
The Poobah.
Right. David Ernest Duke, American This is his very flattering Wikipedia entry.
Oh, yes.
Is an American white nationalist.
Perfect.
Anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist.
What a fun guy to have over for dinner.
Far-right politician.
Oh, lovely.
And former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
It's hard to say. Ku Klux Klan.
He was a one-term Republican Louisiana state rep. Oh, he's a state rep.
Still.
Nonetheless.
Still. One term the guy lasted, though. I mean, he got elected.
Right.
Did they have the racial breakdown of that election anywhere, I wonder? I mean, really, it must have been a predominantly white area. I'm no political scientist.
Right.
Don't you think?
He ran for president in 1988. It didn't go well.
God damn it. Why? You know, he should run now.
In December of 1988, he changed his political affiliation from Democratic,
yes,
to Republican.
Perfect.
You know, he was apparently old school, still
fuck you,
the Jesse Helms Democrats.
Jeez. Really old school.
And the who's the guy who had a horrible racist who had a black kid?
Kirk Cameron.
Half black kid.
Okay.
Oh, God. What's that old fossil's name? Anyway, I can't think of it.
Wait. Shit, I can't think of it either.
Strom Thurmond.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. He was a real dick.
So in 1988, the Republican state representative Charles Cusimano of Metairie.
Cusimano
resigned his. That's from
Dr. Cusimano from Cus, The Sopranos.
That's from Sopranos, yeah.
Tony used to call him Cus, and Cusimano used to not like that name. But Tony would call him that anyway.
So Cus resigned his district 81 Cus. Seat to become a judge. There was a special election called.
Right.
Duke entered the race.
Oh, real faced, special.
Faced several opponents, including fellow Republicans.
Yeah. God. Imagine you get beat by a guy who was in the Klan and everybody knows it. Jesus Christ.
Duke finished first in the primary with 33% of the vote. It's because no one received a majority. There was a runoff election between Duke and the former governor's brother who Jeez. Was running, John Treen.
He must have been pissed off. He's like, this should have been a walk in the park.
The Treen's candidacy was endorsed by then President George Herbert Walker Bush, former President Ronald Reagan, and other notable Republicans, because when they heard about what is happening down there, they were like, look, we can't, unlike today's.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would embrace him. Well, I think Duke should run now.
Well, they would. They would, because Trump said he wants to ban all Muslims from right. coming in America. You know, at least they came out and said they were against that. They thought that was racist, but they still said they would support anyone who got the Republican nomination for president, including that xenophobic Trump.
Duke hammered Treen on a statement he made indicating a willingness to entertain higher property taxes, anathema in the suburban district. So it sounds like it's a bunch of rich.
God bless you. God bless us all.
Sorry, it sounds like it's a bunch of rich white people in the air in that area, and they elected.
They couldn't.
It's suburban.
Even though Ronald Reagan, George Bush, they all came down to help.
So they were more worried about the fact that the other guy might raise their fucking property taxes than for the fact that they were going to elect the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to represent them.
Oh, yeah. Please, I don't want to pay more property taxes. Wait, all I got to do is vote for the guy in the white robe.
He did run for Senate in 1990. That did not go well.
Did David Duke say when he was elected to the House of Representatives for Louisiana, was he disappointed in the outfits that they were allowed to wear? I mean, because in the Klan, you know, you get big flowy robes, you know, right. shiny gowns, neat titles.
Maybe he introduced that to the... to the legislature.
He was like, why am I only a representative? In the Klan, I was the Grand Poobah Wizard Extraordinaire. How boring. Representative.
They say his message was that he had left the Klan,
Bye.
Shed the Nazi uniform that he had proudly worn in many previous appearances, and
Nazi
only wanted
uniform.
To serve the people.
A Nazi uniform! You can't vote for anybody that used to wear a Nazi uniform anywhere.
He eliminated his high-octane anti-Semitic rhetoric. He said he was particularly concerned with the plight of, quote, European Americans.
Listen, we... That's white people.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Oh, the poor European Americans.
I'm concerned. Jesus Christ. I mean, what a racist state, Louisiana. What state do you think has had the most movies about oppression written about them?
You mean racism?
Yeah, racism.
Specifically?
Stuff like that. Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi, probably Mississippi, Burning. Georgia, maybe Alabama.
Right, or Virginia. Well, you know.
So, this former Louisiana representative and Ku Klux Klan Grand Vizier, whatever the fuck.
Poobah. Wizard.
Says.
Wizard.
Although he says that Trump is, quote, head and shoulders above the rest.
Wait, is that an endorsement for a particular shampoo?
He disagrees with Trump's support of Israel.
Of course. Wow, these racists, who they hate and who they don't hate. Very specific. Don't fuck it up.
So then, get this, he says that Donald Trump speaks, quote, a lot more radically than I do.
What?
He thinks the former Nazi uniform wearing, Ku Klux Klan robe wearing,
fuck you,
Nazi, asshole, racist, anti-Semite,
all of those,
thinks
that's a lot to fit on
Trump
a t-shirt.
Trump speaks radically.
Oh my God. He does. He doesn't. Yeah. Who's better with a crowd, David Duke or Trump?
Oh, Trump.
Yeah.
Quote, as far as I can see, according to the candidates that are out there now, Republicans and Democrats, I think he's head and shoulders right now above the rest.
Fuck you.
Although he noted that he has not officially endorsed Trump yet.
Fuck off. Who cares?
So don't worry, guys. Elusive right. and valuable David Duke endorsement still available.
I bet there's one candidate the Republicans have out there that David Duke wouldn't endorse. Guess. Ben Carson.
Right, he's black. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We know he wouldn't vote for Bernie.
Oh, God, no. I am going to support European whites.
He says, quote, I don't agree with everything he says. He speaks a little more. Actually, he speaks a lot more radically than I talk.
Holy fuck.
I think that's a positive and a negative, Duke says. It's a positive in the fact that there's less political correctness. Ugh. And people are getting the courage to speak out. At the same time, I'm concerned that I don't agree with all of his policies.
Is that your impression of Duke? You don't know that that's how he sounds.
I certainly don't support the idea of America supporting the nation of Israel, which has committed terrorism against the United States of America.
Israel has?
With the Levon affair and the attack on the liberty and the incredible treachery and the damage that was done by Israel with its spy, Jonathan Pollard.
Oh, yes. The Levon affair. Horrible. What's that?
Who basically caused the death of hundreds of our operatives. I think, and I see this Jewish extremist, this basically Zionist minority having enormous influence.
Sounds like somebody starching up those sheets.
David Duke, the Levon affair refers to a failed Israeli covert operation.
Yes.
Codenamed Operation Susanna.
Okay. Whatever.
Conducted in Egypt in 1954 as part of a false flag.
Oh, no.
False flag operation. A group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence to plant bombs inside Egyptian, American, and British-owned civilian targets.
Jeez.
Cinemas, libraries, and educational centers.
Is it true they're going to steal the grain from the pyramids?
The bombs. Wait a second. So the Israelis had hired Egyptian Jews to blow up our shit.
Is that true, though?
And British, yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez, that sucks.
The bombs were timed to detonate several hours after closing time. So I guess, you know, they were just trying to.
But still, you can't blow shit up, right?
They then blamed the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian communists, unspecified malcontents, or local nationalists were blamed with the aim of creating a climate of sufficient violence and instability to induce the British government to retain its occupying troops in the Suez Canal.
Holy fucking fuck.
So the British were going to bail because they gave the Suez Canal to Egypt.
Right.
And apparently the Israelis didn't want that to happen. They wanted the Brits to retain their occupying troops there. So they came up, the Israeli...
Oh, yeah. This is a false flag.
Military intelligence came up with this false flag operation. Wow. Ooh, well, there you go.
What are they doing? Like, you guys got a lot of free time on your hands over there.
There are those that think that 9/11 was an Israeli false flag operation.
What do you think?
I don't think so, but
that would be an inside job, outside. Though. That would be an outside job. That would be from the outside.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if... I don't know if my brothers are listening. I don't know if they would support that or not.
The white nationals like Duke have been generally enthusiastic in their support of Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. White people are really... that's Trump's wheelhouse. Old white guys.
Duke described Trump's appeal saying, quote, "I think the appeal of Donald Trump is the fact that he's giving voice to a lot of people."
That don't need one,
including, and I think he represents the right. This is written word for word, so it's, I don't, you know, it's a transcript, so
oh god,
it's not written well. I think the appeal of Donald Trump is the fact that he's giving voice to a lot of people, including, and I think he represents the rights of all people in this country.
Yes,
but he actually includes the values and the interests of the European American majority. And I think that's the underlying appeal behind his popularity.
I guess I agree with him, right? Because the majority of Trump supporters are European white males.
Right.
That I'm worried about. Are you worried about the European white males going extinct in this country?
Poor European Americans.
Oh, yes. Not white males.
It's so sad for them.
Yeah. Times are tough, guys.
Yeah.
What do they say on It Gets Better?
It does get better, right. So there you go. That's what's going on over at the BuzzFeed.
Wow.
David Duke thinks that Trump speaks more radically than he does.
Didn't they give their journalists permission to refer to Donald Trump as a liar?
I believe so. A lot of media sites, you know, they want him to be interviewed. They want him to show up on their shit. So it's a lot of people don't call him out on his stuff and don't say, "You're a liar. You're lying. It's not true."
Well, but if they do that, he'll say, "Well, the media's horrible. I'm not going to do any more interviews on crab diving.
I won't kill them." No, I probably no.
Listen,
I wouldn't kill them.
I know us mincing little ninny liberals made a lot of that, but if you watch that whole little spiel in its entirety, just watch it.
Creepy.
It is very creepy.
Yeah.
All his scary European American supporters. Large European American supporters.
Right.
He gets them all. He's like, there's the press back there. Do you see them? All of them? They're horrible. They're horrible people. I hate them. I wouldn't kill them. Maybe.
They lie.
I'm kidding.
And he's pointing to all the media.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, all the supporters are out there looking at these reporters in a cage. They're like
surrounded. Yeah.
It's like
cameras.
It's like the walking fucking dead.
And then if you watch one of the full live rally of his, he really is stopped every 3 or 4 minutes by a protester.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says, now the media, this is all you're going to see. Like, it's nothing but protesters. Name another candidate who only goes 2 or 3 minutes before each protest.
Oh, God.
They're all over
the place. I'm jealous of Trump's skill with the hecklers. I'm going to handle hecklers like that from now on. Hey, that's all? That's all.
Get him out of here. Really? Get him out of here.
Don't hurt him.
Don't hurt him.
Well, I'll hurt him a little.
Then didn't he say, I'm supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that in that one? He's like, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
I'm supposed to say.
I'm supposed to say that. Don't hurt him.
You know what he does now? He tells the security people to tickle him.
Right. Use the fluffy pillow.
If you see something, say something.
During a Saturday morning interview on Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Oh, God. Could you imagine watching this on a Saturday? Horrible.
The Donald was... let's see if I have this video.
Was he walking around on set with his dick out?
I'm sure he called in. You know, oh, he doesn't. Yes.
I'm in my robe.
He doesn't show up that often.
Oh no. Does he live in Trump Towers?
I think so. Yeah, I think.
I mean, is he going to slum it and go to the White House if he's elected?
Right. Really?
I wouldn't. I see. This is why I don't understand people like Trump. Why do you want to be president? You stupid idiot.
The Trump House.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't have the audio, but during a Sunday morning interview, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump,
hello,
accused Hillary Clinton,
well,
of, quote, playing the woman card.
He also accused her of being a cunt, I believe. Is that true?
Right. He
playing the woman card.
He's playing the woman card. The latest attack comes after his recent controversial comment last week in Michigan when he said that that Hillary got schlonged by Obama in her 2008 presidential primary.
Well, he played the dick card there.
Right.
Schlong.
Then the story says, in Yiddish, the word schlong means penis, not defeat. Here's where I'm going to back up Trump on a tiny bit. Like, if we're saying... You say it a lot. You're like, oh, got dicked. Somebody got dicked.
Oh, yeah, I got dicked.
That means you got defeated. You got beaten. Right. You got something unpleasant happened.
I say it, you know, you're only listening to this. You can't see it, but I usually scrunch up my face and then hold my fist in the air and go, dicked, like that. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Is that inherently, like, dicked? What is that? What's the etymology of that? Why am I saying that?
I don't know.
Am I an asshole?
The Yiddish word, the German word dick means penis. He also, during that same speech, talked about Hillary Clinton's delay coming back from the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
In the Democratic primary. And he was like, I know we know what she was doing. We can't talk. That's too disgusting. Let's not talk about it. It's too disgusting.
Oh, God. Unreal. Unreal, too, that, you know, I know I've talked about this, but if you're putting together a television show and there's three characters in it on set, on camera, they're the main people. There were three, right? There was Bernie, who, what was the other guy? Starts with an M. He didn't have
Martin
a Facebook
O'Malley.
Page. Yeah, Martin O'Malley and Hillary.
He does have a Facebook page.
A third of your talent in this show, you don't have a bathroom for them. And walking,
closer, yeah.
God damn it. That is such a tremendous fucking fail. If I was in charge of that, I would be firing PAs.
Women take longer. They don't have an easy spout, an easy release spout.
Right.
You gotta mop shit up down there. And you know, it just doesn't... It takes a couple of minutes longer.
We're gonna need a squeegee. Listen, that head should have rolled. There, if you're doing that show... The producer, somebody should have said, I need a bathroom here in 5 minutes. And it's the film business, your TV. And there could have been one there. They could have found somebody to build a bathroom in five fucking minutes if they wanted it. But they didn't. Maybe it's a scandal. Maybe that was the plan. Maybe Bernie's people made it so she had to walk too far to go to the bathroom. Maybe they were behind it.
I don't know what that is. I was trying to find it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nuts.
Trump has also told Fox that his female supporters agree with his sentiments towards Clinton.
Right.
Quote, I've had so many women come up to me and say, you've got to keep her out. She's just terrible. She's playing that woman card left and right, and women are more upset about it than anybody else.
Oh, yes.
Including most men.
Oh, well, quit with a women card.
That's
woman
all that's
card.
Left.
Yeah.
If
it's
women
men.
Are more upset than anybody else, by definition, means most men, except for, you know, the gender neutral or eunuchs. Gender, however, yeah.
Do you speak of the eunuch community?
I do. Who are they? No, Trump doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Who are the eunuchs supporting in 2016? No. We need a poll.
Probably.
Don't do a phone in poll. No eunuchs have a landline. It's true.
You're saying they're.
I'm saying
eunuchs are.
If you're having your dick and or vagina
removed. You probably got an iPhone?
No, yeah, you probably got rid of that landline. I'm happy to cut off my dick or vagina, but I need that phone.
Another poll. And Gallup poll released shows that with 5% each.
Yes.
Donald Trump is tied.
Right.
With Pope Francis.
Okay. What?
And second place for the most admirable man in the world.
Who the fuck is voting on this? What weird subsect of humanity is pulling the lever?
Now, however, topping the list. Is President Barack Obama.
Okay.
Who led the men's category with 17% of support. It's his eighth time at the number one spot.
Right.
It says typically Americans name the sitting U.S. president as the most admired man. And now Obama is tied with former presidents Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan for top overall number one finishes.
Oh, among wow. Men. Top finishers.
Former President Dwight Eisenhower,
okay,
was named the most admired man 12 times.
Okay, wow, jeez, you don't even know. People don't even know he was president.
Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
the Democratic frontrunner won the most admirable woman, 13% of the vote.
Yes,
she's at the top for a record 20th time.
Who won this year? Kris Jenner,
Clinton.
No. Oh, Clinton. Admirable woman. But who won Woman of the Year this
Caitlyn
year?
Jenner, Caitlyn by Jenner, the way.
Kris Jenner. God. Fuck that up.
Won the most admirable woman. She's 13%.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
At the top for a record 20th time. During her lifetime, former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was named 13 times.
Michelle Obama's never won?
Putting her in second. I don't think she has. She might not have. Well,
racist. That's racist.
Second place this year is Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Prize winning Pakistani activist, the woman that travels around for women's rights, especially, you know, education and stuff like that. She's the girl that got her face shot off by the Taliban because she wanted to go to school.
I'm so glad I just let you say who that was instead of you said the name. I was about to go, who the fuck is that? God, would have sounded like such a fucking asshole.
She came in second to Hillary Clinton. First Lady Michelle Obama and
Oprah
Winfrey.
Oh, Oprah.
Tied for third.
Oprah. How is Oprah in this group? I know she does a lot of charitable shit, right? But she's really a fucking talk show host on a television show.
Right. Other women in the top 10. Oh, my God. Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina.
Yeah. Jeez.
Elizabeth Warren.
Carly Fiorina. She's the one that believes in those fake abortion videos.
God, I hope Elizabeth Warren was higher on the list than Carly fucking Fiorina.
Why is Elizabeth Warren not running for president? Why are we not seeing her debating?
Because Bernie ran.
Makes me fucking nuts.
I think because Bernie ran. She and Bernie would delude each other.
Do you think they're too similar? Is Elizabeth Warren stronger on guns than Bernie?
Probably only because she's, Massachusetts and not as rural of she doesn't represent as rural people as Bernie does. Bernie's good on guns. Bernie wants everything we want.
Yeah.
But he a couple of times voted against some things or whatever, but you know, he was voting the people he represents.
Right.
Which is kind of what he's supposed to fucking do.
Think about this. The only state we drove through on this road trip that's not open carry was California.
You're right. I mean, think so.
You can open carry in Florida.
Yeah.
Alabama? Sure.
Well, I don't know.
Why
about,
not?
Can you open carry?
What are you going to try not to shoot now?
Definitely stand your ground.
Oh, yes.
That started in Florida under Jebediah James Earl Jones.
Fuck it. Let's say, okay, open carry in Florida. You can open carry in Alabama. What was the one after that? Louisiana, can you? Why would it matter?
You can't carry open carry alcohol.
You can't open
but
carry
But you can
anything.
Open carry weapons of mass destruction.
Well, not, you're underwater, so it doesn't matter.
In Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Whole state's underwater.
Also in the top 10, Ellen DeGeneres.
What position did she have?
It does. I don't know.
Oh, talk show host of a stupid fucking show.
Beneath Obama, Trump, and Pope Francis, Bernie Sanders.
How is Trump on this list? All those people you've listed so far, aside from Carly Fiorino,
because
awesome.
They polled assholes.
Nobody polled mine.
After Bernie Sanders was Bill Gates.
Okay.
Also he's in the top 10.
Bill Gates. Is he really? Hey, Bill, congratulations on your accolades and awards. It would be nice if it wasn't such a pain in the fucking ass to do a mail merge with Microsoft Excel. That's okay.
Also in the top 10 was Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson.
A what? Of the biggest fucking liars on the planet society?
Former president.
Oh, God.
George W. Bush.
There's an old saying that in one? Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Do you have any of his funnier clips where he's like, hey, pull my finger? Right. At time of Thanksgiving? Or do you have the one from college where he's like, hey, you got any more of that Coke? Do you have that clip, or do you have a clip that says, no, fuck you, I'm fine to drive?
Pictures of him with the long Coke nail.
Right, right. Do you have any clips where it's like, hey, how can I get out of going to the Vietnam War? Do you have that clip?
I still keep my Coke nail. It's good for getting boogers.
No, he doesn't. No. You can't be an artist and have a Coke nail. It gets in the way of your brush strokes.
I keep scraping off my alizarin crimson.
Is that paint?
It's a pink color.
Lizarin Crimson. It's my pornography name.
This sparkle season.
Sparkle season's over.
We got a story out of Oregon.
Right.
Where a 2-year-old.
Oh, God damn it. Tell me this is not a gun story.
24-year-old Luke Andrew Bowman was cleaning the brand new 45 caliber handgun that he got for Christmas.
Explain something to me. I'm a little anti-gun ninny. Why are all these people spending all this time cleaning their guns? Why do you, everyone's cleaning their gun all the time? Why?
The Clackamas County, Clackamas. Clackamas? Clackamas?
No, that's a character from the one starring Harry Hamlin. Clash of the Titans.
The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call just after 11 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Oh, God.
Informing them that a child had been shot in the face with a handgun.
Oh, God. Did the kid die? Oh my God.
Rush to the hospital. Excuse me.
Boy, I can't wait for that kid to get old enough to daddy can explain what happened to your face.
Forgive me. I misspoke. He hadn't gotten a new gun. He had gotten a new gun cleaning kit.
Who the fuck bought him that
for Christmas? She's expected to survive. The girl was flown to Portland to undergo surgery. No charges have been filed.
You know, the weird thing is, all these accidents where people are cleaning their gun and it goes off. To me, the nutty thing is, now I might not understand this correctly, but the reason you clean your gun is so it doesn't misfire or you have accident.
It doesn't jam. Right.
So it's like, maybe don't clean the guns. Don't get anybody a gun cleaning kit. You know what I got my mom for Christmas this year? You helped me put it together. A swing for the backyard.
Backyard swing.
Has anyone gotten hurt on that or shot in the face by the swing?
I hope not. Might pop the dog in the face or something. Errant swing.
Mom, be careful when you're cleaning that swing.
Right. So it doesn't go off.
It's so dumb. Cleaning your gun. Grow up.
So there you go. Arizona.
Papers, please.
By the way, if you haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, this is our, we're going to have to come up with a fun with guns or.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
fuck
like that.
You.
That's good. Do you have any clips of Yosemite Sam? You know what he's... I love when he's shooting his guns in the air. It's so funny. Or maybe
That's a long one.
Oh, I know. Well, you just I can't shoot this gun enough. It's got so many bullets. Right. I've got an extended magazine cartridge. Whatever. Cartridge.
Any one of you lily-livered, bow-legged varmints care to slap leather with me?
Wait a second.
The problem with that clip is a lot of us aren't really going to know that that's Yosemite Sam. And it's not an age thing. It's the fact that that guy sounds like people in Congress.
He sounds like he's running for president.
Sounds like he writes laws for us.
Slap leather with me. In case any of you get any ideas, you better know who you're dealing with. I'm the hootin'est, tootin'est, shootin'est bobtail wildcat in the West.
That's when he shot himself up in the air.
You know what's funny is like you listen to these old cartoons and you're just like, they're like, oh shit, are they gonna say something off color or offensive
pretty soon? The word colored is gonna pop out.
Oh, no kidding. Are those Tom and Jerry cartoons? Was it Mammy that was Tom's owner? Honestly, and I'm not, this is not an exaggeration. They would, I mean, that character would say things like, look at here. Yeah.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Oh, my God.
Look at here, cat.
There was a bar in the valley that used to always play those old Tom and Jerry cartoons. You'd watch it. I was there one night.
Duke hangout.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that. I went there not because I'm like, oh, we got to go to this place. They play all the old racist Tom and Jerry cartoons. I just happened to go there and I was like, holy shit. I'm not kidding you. On one TV, they had Skinamax and the other one, these racist Bugs Bunny things, you know? Now it's a tiki bar. That theme didn't last.
Arizona?
Fuck you!
In Arizona, a lovely state to drive through.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
An Arizona woman told police.
Lots of sand.
That. She shot and killed another woman.
Oh, shit.
Because she lacked religious faith.
Oh, wait, which one? Which one didn't pray hard enough?
She kept the victim's body as, quote, a shrine from God.
Oh, my God.
I think somebody's got some mental problems.
Somebody better increase that Prozac.
Phoenix officers were called to the... We were in Phoenix 12 hours ago, maybe.
We were just there.
Phoenix officers were called to the... Well, 16 hours. Were called to the home of 39-year-old Anitra Braxton.
Hello, Anitra.
And discovered a body on her couch covered with a towel.
Oh, my God.
During an interview at the police headquarters, she explained the victim did not believe in God, so she shot her in the eye.
In the eye? Oh, man.
She said she kept the victim's body on her couch for 3 days and said it was, quote, a shrine from God.
Oh, okay. By the way, if God does exist, God's like, listen, we got to go over the whole definition of a shrine and what I would send you and all this other shit. It wouldn't be a dead woman on the couch shot in the eye under a fucking beach towel.
And shot with?
Yes.
A gun.
Oh, wow. So you know. What kind of gun? Was it a nice one?
I don't have that information.
Did she mean to, or was she cleaning it? She meant to.
Yeah.
Right in the eyeball.
She was godless.
In the eye. Yeah. Is that because of some weird ass Bible verse? If thou shalt not believe in Jesus Christ, our only poobah, thou will be shot in the eye.
We will shoot you in the eye.
With a gun.
So there you go. That's a couple of fun gun stories. Just to let you know that the holidays weren't without some gunslinging.
Oh, that's over Christmas. That's what she does over Christmas.
Right.
Does she have people over her house to open gifts? They're like, I'll just move so-and-so over.
Don't touch the shrine.
Oh, yeah. Weird shrine, Grandma.
It's a shrine from the Lord.
Yeah. In the eye.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday for your ear holes.
Hey.
You know, with all the right-wing nutjobbery, bullshittery, and assholery.
Right.
That we can sling at you.
Yes.
I've got, we haven't heard from this guy in a little while, so this is worth not saving till Faithless Friday. But it's about politics anyway.
Okay.
This is this is from rightwingwatch.org.
Ooh.
They're fundraising, by the way. Slip them some shekels, ladies and gentlemen. They do a really, really good job.
Flip it in.
You know, but you got to click away from the give us money thing. Oh, to read the story.
Yeah, stop with the money.
This is They're saying, in a cheerful Christmas message yesterday.
Hello.
True News host Rick Wiles.
Oh, my God. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Here is part of his cheerful, upbeat Christmas holiday message from Rick Wiles talking about immigration.
Oh, shit.
You don't realize the Trojan horse arrived 30 years ago.
And we have new enemies now coming across that border.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Wow. He's got a great voice, whoever the fuck that was.
Wait, when did the Trojan horse arrive?
30 years ago, apparently.
Oh, yeah. And what was... Now, the Trojan horse, if I remember correctly, is from Greek history or Roman... Greco-Roman history.
It's a horse with a rubber.
A ribbed horse for her pleasure. And inside this ribbed rubber horse, there was an army.
Yes.
And the Trojan horse came into Rome.
Right. They said,
smited everyone.
Look, we're not going to fight you guys anymore. I don't know who the fuck it was. Let's call them the Fuckwadians. were holed up in their Fuckwadi fortress.
Yes.
And the Trojans.
Fuckwadatude.
Said, don't worry about. We
don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. We like you guys. Here's a giant, lovely horse.
We will.
Sculpture for y'all.
They schlonged them.
And they knocked on the door. They left the horse there and they ran. And the Fuckwadis opened up and they took the horse in.
Oh,
you
shit.
You can also see a recreation in Monty Python.
Oh, yeah.
And the Holy Grail.
That's
except
a great
it's a
one.
Large rabbit.
Right.
And then the Trojans had some Trojans hidden inside. Not rubbers, but Trojan people.
Right.
And once the Fuckwadians were asleep, the Trojans climbed out of the horse.
And they Cosby'd them.
Lifted up the tail and crawled out of the asshole of that fake horse.
Do you think there were other exits in there? Like one soldier's like, listen, in all seriousness, don't make me come out of the ass. Right. I don't know why.
I want the dick. I want the dick.
The urethra. I don't know. Oh. Is it true? Did they come out of a little portal out of the tip of their cock?
It was a hole, yeah, somewhere.
I will exit carrying a spear from the testicles.
I don't know if history notes that it was an anatomically correct horse.
I shall be spurt from the nipple.
Oh, by the millions now. They're coming by the millions. I mean, back then, we're just talking about a few coming over at a time, bringing bombs and weapons and chemicals and biological poisons to kill us. They're coming by the millions now. The gate is down. The gate is wide open. The wall is down. There are no defenses. The enemy is pouring.
He's making it sound like the last 15 minutes of every Walking Fucking Dead episode.
This is his Christmas message.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Merry Christmas.
To America, and a bloodbath is coming.
Oh, God, you asshole.
Merry Christmas,
fans. Here's what you want. Here's your Mexican porn immigration rev-a-fucking-lution.
Enjoy your bloodbath.
And a happy new year.
So that's a little bit of Rick Wiles from his True News.
Is that the only clip?
That's all I got.
That's insane. Yeah. It's only one clip. But that packs a punch.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I almost want to hear that again. That guy is...
You don't realize the Trojan horse arrived 30 years ago.
And we have new enemies now coming across.
Who is that?
I don't know.
That guy...
By the millions now. They're coming by the millions.
He felt the need to inject.
You know, if you work for Rick Wiles and he starts down this whole immigration thingamabobber that he does all the time, and you're the co-host, you're the Ed McMahon...
The guy with this voice,
yeah, stand down, buddy. Johnny's right. Got this one.
Don't interrupt me.
Yeah, this is Rick Wiles. This is his thing. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, he's on track. You don't have to.
I mean, back then, we're just talking about a few coming over at a time, bringing bombs and weapons and chemicals and biological poisons to kill us.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are they?
They're coming by the.
They're coming by the millions. By the way, man, the pumps. These people, these horrible Mexicans, is it true that they're hopping over the fence at the same time balancing poisons and bombs?
Bombs and weapons and chemicals.
And spears.
And biological poisons.
Right, and non-white skin.
And their semen. They're going to infect our white girls with their brownness.
Oh, no.
And the European Americans are going to be threatened.
Mexican jumping sperm.
Millions now. The gate is down. The gate is wide open. The wall is down. There are no defenses. And the enemy is pouring into America, and a bloodbath is coming.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was here for the bloodbath. Right. What the fuck? No bloodbath?
I had tickets for the bloodbath.
I mean, Merry Christmas, listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Rick Wilde Show.
That's right.
The bloodbath is coming.
The bloodbath.
These Mexicans.
Buy your soup.
Well, I mean, Well, see, what does Trump expect when he says all that shitty xenophobic stuff?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Jim Baker. The Jim Baker Show. By the way, Crab Diving received an amazing gift over the holidays.
We got a big bucket of soup from my mother.
A giant bucket of Jim Baker. But fortunately, your mother devised a much better gift to combine a gag gift with a really cool gift, because she didn't give Jim Baker any money. And we don't have to eat 50 pounds of shitty soup. She actually devised her own bucket and designed it and put some Jim Baker stuff on the front.
She put some Jim Baker quotes or something. It says, "Party through the end times with soup."
Yeah, and inside, though, however, a selection of fine, awesome coffees to keep us awake and running here at Crab Diving.
You know, it's funny. On the side of this, she put 7 years of food for you, 323 servings. But that she must have got that number from the actual.
Oh, probably,
product.
Yeah.
God, you're telling me there's 300 now. No, but I was going to say maybe we really should get it. I mean, that's a great deal.
We've seen a whole bunch of taste tests already.
It's bad.
Of the heinous, awful soup.
I know it's a shocker, but can you imagine the problem with that food, writing out the end times in that food? And I guess beggars can't be choosers. If you're, you know, it's the zombie apocalypse, the shit is at the fan. You're going to put off the worst dehydrated shit to eat until the last. So the last days of your life when you're fighting off zombies or whatever bullshit.
It's so amazing. Big hunk of troughs. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is the Power Pal.
Earth movers.
Big hunk of troughs. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is the Power Pal.
I don't know. This is the live stream from the JimBakerShow.com.
Is a big, thick drop?
So my Power Pal, solar power source and jumper unit, $300 donation.
Oh, a donation?
Or more.
And you get a what? A power bottom buddy?
It's a solar power source.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
And jumper unit for the zombie apocalypse. You got to see to mix your shitty soup.
Yeah. I would like to get solar panels. If we put solar panels, you know, you can get those if you rent. Even if you rent, you could get solar panels. You just sit them out in your yard, and you just snake an extension cable out there. You could run your whole apartment off those. What are you looking at? You just made a face on your computer.
On the Jim Baker Show, today's show offers section.
Yes.
There's
oh shit.
Apparently it's Jim's 76th birthday.
Oh wow.
Because there's a lot of 76th birthday specials. For example, Jim's 76th birthday
special sauce.
Silver lozenges.
What? What? Like you eat it? Something you eat?
Silver Sol works faster, longer, and more efficiently than colloidal and ionic silvers.
What is this?
To accomplish numerous positive functions within your body.
Do you slip these lozenges in your asshole?
By using catalytic instead of chemical action, Silver Sol helps speed up natural processes that have positive effects throughout the body.
Catalytic. The fuck is that? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I spilled my catalytic.
So, this is, a dozen? This is, 13 boxes.
Oh, yes.
Of
catalytic
Silver Sol lozenges.
Oh, okay.
For Jim Baker's birthday, you can get 13 boxes of these.
Yes.
For $76.
That's a great deal.
On
wow.
today's show.
Silver,
But the thing that made my face go crazy was there's a couple of high ticket items today that are on sale.
Shit.
For a mere $1,000.
Who's buying this?
You get Jim's favorite foods offer.
Oh, my God.
With this special offer, you receive two Italian variety buckets. You want to hear what's in the Italian variety bucket?
Oh, yeah, please.
Most everyone loves Italian, and this Italian variety 4-gallon pail...
A bucket!
...will truly be a hit for your family. Each pail contains a mix of pasta dishes and our beloved pizza ingredients.
Oh, okay.
With a total of 126 servings.
Oh, okay. In one bucket, huh?
The bucket is filled with pizza crust, tempting pizza sauce, shredded mozzarella, and cheese powder.
Explain to me how... Wait a second.
Also included is elbow macaroni, Italian marinara... Elbows.
Beetle elbows.
Creamy fettuccine alfredo.
Gross. Explain to me how if you... Oh, okay. Squirt a little more in there, please. Another squirt. We don't have enough squirt for all this dehydrated food. How in the fuck do you... Pour water in something and a piece of pizza comes out.
But Ryan, that's not all. Oh, you receive one. You receive two of those Italian squirts. Variety buckets, two pizza buckets.
Okay.
Two family feast buckets.
Oh, boy.
One vegetable barley bucket.
Fucking gross.
One fruit variety bucket.
Oh, a fruit variety.
Three 50-day sampler buckets.
Oh, okay.
And a bonus of four foldable utensils.
Let me sample your bucket.
And two 7-in-1 survival whistles. What the fuck is a 7-in-1 survival whistle?
Wait a second. What do I do with a survival whistle? Do I whistle to be helped by the zombies?
This is amazing.
God, what's up with the foldable utensils? I mean, if the shit really hits the fan, I just need to hydrate this shit. Damn the utensils! I'm digging into this dehydrated pizza... The fucking jizz sauce, bare
family
hands.
Feast bucket is perfect for any celebration for your family. Contains everything you need for a warm and delicious feast for eight people.
I sat in.
You'll be able to serve turkey, mashed potatoes, turkey gravy, seasoned stuffing,
man gravy,
green bean casserole, honey white bread and rolls with pumpkin pie mousse for dessert.
Pumpkin pie mousse.
This is the perfect holiday meal that you can have anytime you want.
No, it's not true. I thought this was for the end times.
What a perfect addition for your food storage, too.
Oh, Ryan. You can have parties.
Even after the zombie apocalypse, you can have family feasts and holidays.
Oh, okay. So, I'm fighting off the zombies, but it's little Jimmy's birthday over here. Get out Jim Baker's little party bucket.
The vegetable variety bucket.
Ooh.
Contains 15 servings of broccoli, 11 servings of diced potatoes, 20 servings of green beans, 20 servings of sweet corn, 15 servings of sweet peas.
I don't mean to be a dick.
24 of dehydrated chopped onion.
Okay. I understand the dehydrated chopped onion. It's onion that's been dehydrated, chopped up.
Shelf life up unopened?
3,000 years.
Up to 20 years.
Oh, God. You think, and not sure you'd be an asshole, but after the 21st year, it's still probably okay.
I would think you could probably have a year or two grace period.
Oh, right. It's best. It's best just to not eat it at all.
Anyway, this is a $3,000 value, Ryan.
Oh, what is it?
Of Jim's favorite foods
How
offer.
How much can I get it
but
for?
But today, Jim's birthday specials. $1,000 will get you all that food.
$1,000. Squirt it over here. What if I just want a couple of squirts and not a whole bucket? You know what I mean? Like, do I have to buy a full bucket or can I get a couple of dollops of the Jim Baker dehydrated sauce cake?
Well, I think you can buy everything.
A la carte.
For $60, you could buy a tasty food Italiano marinara pantry box.
I think some
20 years shelf life.
Oh, okay. I think
48 servings.
Oh my God. 48 whole servings.
Tender lasagna noodles topped with a classic marinara sauce.
What do you do? Okay, guys. We've only got 57 more servings of this broccoli. We've got 27,354 servings of dehydrated peas. I mean, you have to eat a little bit at a time.
Right?
You know it's going to be the worst when your cat that survives the zombie apocalypse accidentally uses the tub of dehydrated kumquats for the litter box. It's going to be, ugh. Can you scoop it?
Just fish out the turds. The rest's still good.
No, no, no. I'd be like, oh, wow, I finally found a part of this thing that was tastier than the rest.
Yeah, it clumps the urine. Clumps
the cat shit's the only edible thing.
For $76, you can get a series of DVDs.
Fuck Jim Baker.
Revelation Revealed.
Fuck you, Jim Baker, and your religion. You're a horrible person. This is horrible.
For $2,000.
Oh, wow. $2,000.
Well, this might not be bad. A fuelless generator bundle.
No.
With this offer, you receive one 600-watt fuelless generator.
Why 600 watts? I don't know math. What one, does that matter?
It's wattage? Lights, yeah, the lights that are
it's
in here.
Power.
Like 50
I want a
watts
69
each.
Watt.
One 100-watt foldable solar panel.
Okay. Fold it up, put it in my pocket.
One hand crank charger.
Crank.
An extension cord. Two 72-hour box kits
box.
For two. I think you get some food.
Oh, okay. God, these people are fucking thieves.
Yeah, 72-hour box kits for two.
Guys, these box kits, they have to be used in 72 hours. We only have 72 hours to exhaust the box.
Over $3,000 value for $2,000.
How dare you, this guy, Jim Baker. He's going to say what the value of it is? Who says? Who says it's a $3,000 value? That charlatan?
I'm very confused.
Uh-oh. What's up?
I guess you charge this battery, okay. This fuelless generator. I don't know how the fuck this fuelless generator works.
By the way, you're saying exactly what you would be saying at the end times. And all of a sudden the shit hits the fan and then it's time
this
to break
work?
This Jim Baker piece of shit thing out. You're going to go, I'm very confused. It's not working.
Oh, man. So there you go.
Jim Baker promised it would work, but it doesn't. Is it true that food is just sawdust?
It tastes like it.
Oh, God.
It may not actually be sawdust.
It's so funny watching those snooty little chefs try to eat that stuff on that YouTube thing or whatever where they make Jim Baker's shitty food.
Oh, yeah. When they're doing their taste test.
And they're assholes about it, too. They're like, I don't really know what color this is. This is supposed to be.
I agree with them. It's not alizarin crimson.
Alizarin crimson. Sounds like a band.
We were talking about Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush a little earlier, the man who spent probably most so far on his campaign.
He spent the most.
Not doing real great.
To be liked the least.
During a speech to his civic leaders and supporters on Monday in West Palm Beach, Florida.
He's like the kid that got the pool and then he didn't get any friends because of it. Right. Amazing.
He spoke at the Forum Club of Palm Beaches.
White as fuck. Hello.
Right. And somebody said...
The Forum Club.
An audience member said, what would you do if Donald Trump walked in?
Start jacking off.
And Bush responded, I'd say, Donald, I'll take you one-on-one in debate.
Oh, okay.
Anytime, any place, you name it, I'll do it.
I'll take you in your place. Wow, these guys get so like... Yeah, you gonna wrestle?
Well, the funny thing is, though, why would Trump debate the guy who's got 3% of the vote? Why doesn't he drag Jindal out and debate him?
Yeah,
why, he might as well.
Right. Why do I want to debate you? I think the debate has been settled.
Yeah.
And won. You spent, how much money did he spend?
Like 40 to 50 million already, they say?
No one likes him.
And nobody likes him. And his numbers are going down. Down.
Jeez. Maybe, now I'm just throwing an idea out here, Jeb. Why don't you just stop spending money? And maybe people won't hate you. Maybe they'll just find you tolerable.
Well, it can't get worse.
He'd think, yeah.
Right? I mean.
No, you're saying, yes, it can. You're saying people can't hate more than they hate?
No, I mean, his campaign can't be worse.
Oh.
So why spend all that money? When your numbers are going down.
Yeah, you're right. Just stop doing anything. Actually, he should, you know what? He should just walk around naked. I mean, nothing has worked. Nothing has worked. I mean, you can't say his wardrobe has been effective. Take it off. Go on stage and nothing.
Why not? Whip your cock out.
Yeah.
In the middle of the debate.
Whip.
Be the most interesting thing.
I got to tell you, I've never seen Jeb Bush's dick, but I think whip might be...
You think it's a little generous?
No, I don't know anybody's whipping anything.
You don't think he's going to schlong anybody?
He's going to just take it out. It's going to be real sand.
Part the hairs.
Oh, gross.
It's a little pink button in the middle.
Ring my doorbell! We just talked about Jeb Bush's dick. Welcome to MSNBC. I'm Chris Hayes.
Yeah. Welcome to classy liberal radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell will be on later.
I've got a story here, something about Bieber.
Oh, God. Did he die?
Officials in San Francisco.
Yes.
Are demanding that companies linked to Justin Bieber's latest album campaign.
Okay. Well, the album is
PR campaign.
Great. I mean, on the last Faithless Friday, three of the top five songs in America were all Bieber's.
Absolutely. Three of the five.
How will I know? Oh. No, it's late. No. You mean. This is a song about rape. This song is pro-rape.
What do you mean?
When you say yes, but I know you. When you say no, but I know you mean yes. Doesn't he say that? No means no.
No means no.
Right. You got to change the message in that song, stupid. Oh, you mumbled mouth idiot. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yes. Cause I'm missing more than just your body. I mean, I know how old Bieber.
Because I'm missing more than just your body.
What state?
Now I want to say sorry.
What state can we move his mother to so she can have like a 23-year late-term abortion?
Nice.
Whatever.
Bieber launched an aggressive promotional push for his latest album.
Oh, God. Aggressive.
But now people have been... Apparently, there's Beliebers running around spray painting shit on sidewalks.
Oh, you're the worst. This guy's the worst. You got to tell your people to stop it.
It says that graffiti appeared in busy areas of San Francisco and other cities.
Right.
That gave the title and sometimes the album's November 13th release date. Yet after more than a month, including rains,
yes,
the ads remain visible because
the rain doesn't even wash this shit off.
Yeah, these ad campaigners apparently used real spray paint instead of chalk.
Listen, will you send me the link to that story? I'm going to send that to my friend Gary. His kid is a huge Bieber fan. I want to make sure his kid's not mixed up in this bullshit. This is ridiculous.
The city's not happy.
Of course not. It's the worst.
City attorney says the graffiti, quote, irresponsibly tells our youth that like-minded lawlessness and contempt for public property are condoned and encouraged by its beneficiaries, including Mr. Bieber.
Right.
And the record labels that produce and promote him. It's true. They're running around spray painting the fucking name of his album.
Spray it somewhere else, stupid.
And they're supposed to be using chalk, which is irritating enough to look at that shit all over the place.
Skip
but then they're not pulling
them
up.
Chalk business. It creates jobs.
San Francisco authorities are asking for cooperation in cleaning up the graffiti. And they're saying that if things, you know, they might pursue legal action. Right now they're saying, hey, you cough up some money to help us clean your shit up.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I think they're going to cost them.
They're
going to sue them, which could cost up to $2,500 per graffiti site. It says.
Oh, shit. Wow. Have you ever been to a chalk factory?
I have not. Apparently, you have when you were. Is this an up and running story?
Oh, yeah. We interviewed.
Ryan was the host of a children's program in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. Up and running.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. I never went to a chalk factory. I was actually just wondering that because I was just thinking about the chalk industry. We tried to get the chalk people, but they would never.
You're elusive.
They wouldn't agree to an interview.
You couldn't pay him enough.
I'm just wondering where does you see chalk everywhere. There's got to be a chalk plant.
Dust flew up. Chalk flew up.
All right. Now you're referencing.
That's a very obscure reference.
Not really. If you're a tennis person,
right?
Who is that?
McEnroe.
McEnroe. That's right. Jeez. Oh, you were telling me some story about Billie Jean King.
Yes.
Over the holidays, some about this doesn't have anything to do with what we're fucking talking about. I don't give a shit. What was that thing, that story you told me about Billie Jean King? It was a good one. She played...
No, that was Martina that
didn't
played...
Didn't you get to hit with her?
I did hit with Billie Jean King.
Oh, that's right. That's amazing.
She was a pro at the same club I was working at.
Right. Was she ever voted best woman of the year or whatever? by that poll?
I don't know. She may have if they were doing it in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
I just saw a shiny headline at the rawstory.com.
You think Bieber could talk? You know, I just can't ever... I'm serious. Do you think he can actually talk, or does he like, do people just make sounds for him and he just kind of says it, but doesn't understand what he's saying because he's such a mumble mouth in those songs.
I'm an artist and I want to be taken seriously. Remember that one?
Right. I think people just tell him what to say and they're like, make these sounds, dummy.
You think so?
Yeah. Any guy that spends, he spent $250,000, a quarter of $1 million over a weekend partying. Yes, I'm jealous, but God, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
God.
This is from one of the few shit-tastic states we didn't drive across.
Yummy.
Oklahoma. This is an Oklahoma man.
Right.
Was arrested on Christmas Eve.
Oh, shit. What was he doing? Was he naked?
Well, he was celebrating.
Whatever.
In a certain way.
Oh, shit.
It says Oklahoma man caught, quote, obviously having sexual intercourse with a goat.
Oh, God damn it.
Unquote. On surveillance video.
A goat cannot consent.
K-O-K-H.
Coca. Coca?
Oklahoma. K-O-K-H.
Okay.
Reported that Oklahoma City police were notified around 10 p.m. on December 24th. That 53-year-old Daryl Gene Scoggin.
Daryl. His name's out there, man. He's a goat fucker.
His picture.
He's a goat fucker.
Was seen on surveillance video, quote, he's kind of smiling in his mugshot. So I wonder if they let him finish.
He was caught. Red-handed or whatever.
Well, he was seen on surveillance video, quote, with his pants around his ankles, holding a goat down.
Where was this goat being surveilled?
Scoggin was, quote, obviously having sexual intercourse with the goat, police were told by the witness,
but where?
Who then captured the suspect at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
Stop fucking my goat!
Why was there a surveillance video?
It's somebody's goat pen. Apparently, there's a lot of goat fucking going on because the witness said it's not the first time the goats have been molested.
God. He's got to put these cameras up.
What are they wearing? What's he putting on those goats to make them so sexy looking?
You're saying those goats are asking for it.
I'm taking the Republican conservative line.
Bah.
They were asking for it. Scoggin was arrested on suspicion of animal cruelty.
You have been arrested on suspicion of goat fuckery.
Police said that a bottle of vodka was found in Scoggin's jacket, which was recovered a search of the goat pen.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I'm going to fold up my jacket over here, baby.
Was he hanging out with him after?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he bought him pizza. Who knows?
It's so crazy that. I mean, why didn't the owner of the goat pen that was so worried about his goats being, you know, fiddled with? I mean, why did he just...
He's lucky he didn't stand his ground.
Yes. Would it have been appropriate to shoot the guy when he was in...
Shot when your balls deep in a goat?
Well, I mean, if you're raping an animal. That's bestiality.
Right. Yeah,
can we shoot you for that?
Animals can't consent and that injures the animal. It's horrific.
God. Why didn't the guy lock the gate up or like keep putting lock around his goat?
Well, he probably did. Maybe the dude jumped it or something. I mean, how much security do you have for your goats?
How often do you check that tape?
Fucking them.
But really, how often do you check? Is that every morning? Like, okay,
God, somebody legalized prostitution in Oklahoma so that the poor goats don't have to be.
Oh,
assaulted.
Yeah. God, I thought you were just reading a headline.
No, that's my opinion.
The goat prostitution over the summer.
Goat prostitution. Human prostitution.
Being behind that bill to make it so any white-blooded white European goat fucker can do so.
Right.
Legally.
I don't see. They seem to like it.
It's bad. Jeez. This guy's picture is the guy. He really is like smirking.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like he's not unhappy.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe we'll put that picture up at crabdiving.com.
We don't know what he's doing. It's only from the neck up, the picture. It's right. Yeah, goat.
I've got, let's see.
I wonder why. I wonder how many animals he tried before he was like, goats. So perfect. Like, or was, was this the first animal he's had sex with?
This one's too tight. Too loose.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just right.
All right. Hand me the panda again. No.
Pandas?
That would be impossible.
They're too tight.
Well,
know.
No. I mean, pandas, there's security around a panda. What? They're stupid.
What, you're going to argue that pandas are loose?
You never saw that episode of Crossfire?
No, I missed that one.
I'm CNN.
We've got a few minutes left here in the big show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4
p.m. Any other animal stories?
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Click on it.
Return the horrible, heinous thing you got from whatever relative and buy some shit online.
Buy something nice.
And get yourself something pretty. Buy it through our hole.
Right.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Not your goat's hole.
No, leave your goat alone.
Yeah.
Well, feed it and love it.
Right.
Not
in that way.
Loving. Yeah.
That guy, how long is that guy going to be?
Platonic love.
Oh, yeah.
With your goat.
How long is goat fucker behind bars for?
I don't know.
Didn't say.
He was arrested. He's being held.
What are you in for? Goat fucking.
Speaking of goat fuckers.
Yes.
The governor of Alabama.
Nary a goat is safe in the
governor
state of
Robert Bentley, who's just
Alabama.
A tremendous shitbag.
We were in Alabama a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Downtown Mobile, which is
Mobile.
Very nice.
Mobile. What were you calling it?
Mobile. As a
Mobile.
Joke.
It was a joke. Everybody got mad at you anyway.
I was corrected.
What?
We went up to Mobile. It's Mobile.
I know.
Or actually, it's Mobile. Isn't
Mobile.
It, isn't the accent is on the eel?
The accent is on the right part.
No, it's
the correct.
You would think Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, boy.
We went to the Blind Mule there, a really cool club, and Ryan did some comedy. Before we succumbed to smoke inhalation.
Oh my God. That's they got a lot. What do you think they need to tackle first over there? I mean, should we be
really
extremely concerned about the smoke in the bars? That is ass.
Who's
backwards.
That LA pussy weenie in the corner gasping for breath?
It was killing me too. It's like nobody cares. They're smoking.
Yeah, they smoke inside there, which is weird for anybody that lives out here or in most places.
That's a place where I went a couple of years ago and did a set, and there was a pregnant woman smoking, playing pool in the back next
Jesus
to the bar.
Christ.
I shit you not. And not even kidding, the first comic gets on stage like, hey, how y'all? Fuck Obama!
Woo!
Except she did not say fuck Obama. She said another something, and I'm not saying that.
That N-word?
No, it starts with a K. That's what she said. That's what she yelled at the top of her pregnant, smoking lungs at the beginning of the comedy show. At the comedy
Kill?
Show? Yes!
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what she said.
Holy shit.
And I was like, okay. You know, because I always, before I go on, I like to try to get a read of the audience to see what my...
it's the scream kill Obama crowd. I'm going to use my assassinate the president material.
God, I mean,
holy shit.
Pregnant, smoking.
Don't put that in the description. We'll get a visit.
Missing
from
a
the,
fucking teeth. No,
we'll get a visit from the.
I didn't want to say it.
Service.
Scary.
Mobile
is scary.
So listen to this asshole. The Republican governor, Robert Bentley.
Fuck you.
Is. Moving with his budget bullshit.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to divert funding from the 2010 BP oil spill recovery effort.
My God, you dickhead.
To finance the renovation.
Oh, stop it.
Of a second governor's mansion on the Gulf Coast.
Fuck this. Hand me my pitchfork. Everyone in Alabama should be getting out there. And they've all got plenty of tools in that state.
That beachside mansion, it says, which Alabama governors, beginning with famed segregationist George Wallace, have enjoyed.
Oh, wow.
Was not damaged by the BP oil spill, but it was damaged more than two decades earlier by Hurricane Danny, and it has sat empty ever since.
Why don't they do this in Alabama instead of holding on to it for these dandy fucking racist southern assholes? Why don't you sell the fucking thing to a private citizen or a company, whatever? You can put a Starbucks up there, a Best Buy.
It says, while I'm reading from thinkprogress.org.
Okay,
while Alabama's oyster industry and coastal communities are continuing to suffer from the effects of the Deepwater Horizon oil well blowout. The governor's mansion repairs are estimated to cost between $1.5 and $1.8 million.
Why don't they just burn the fucking thing and turn it into coast?
Bentley says he'll stay there only on occasion.
What? You're not even going to stay there the whole time, yet you're going to build it. What? How does that make it better?
And the administration is saying the property will be used, quote, primarily to wine and dine corporate executives considering the state for investment. They're going to say, come stay at the governor's mansion down on the coast. You know, George Wallace stayed here. Look, he wrote, I hate N-words on the windowsill here.
Well, you know, I like this strategy for this guy. I think it'll be effective because it will play on stupid European Americans, xenophobic racists. It's
great.
It's perfect for all your ignorant constituents. I love this excuse. I want to take funds away from the oil cleanup to fund a second house that I never live in.
Well, and the assholes have been closing DMVs. Remember,
yes.
They're closing DMVs, especially in the Black Belt. They call it there because.
Right.
They don't have the money to keep all these DMVs open.
Is it true that Bill Clinton, our former president, is already organizing an orgy party?
Right. At the new Alabama. I'm sure he'll be welcomed with open arms there.
I can throw a hell of a sex party here.
In October, citing budget crunches, the state closed more than 30 DMVs, all in rural areas with majority black population.
God.
After an outcry from residents, civil rights groups, etc., the governor agreed to keep them open one day a month.
Why? Because they don't have the money, but they want to rebuild this shit mansion
on
the beach?
Well, that's after they passed this voter ID law.
At the end of the day, you're another day. Oh, so sorry.
No, I mean, coincidentally.
Right.
They've passed the voter ID laws and then started closing places. The only place you can get a fucking voter ID the black areas.
This is some Les Miserables shit. It's time to start fucking marching.
Well, yeah, and Bentley's arguing that the mansion repairs are a priority for economic development.
God, what a bunch of fucking bullshit.
And then says, listen to this.
What?
Says the move has no connection to the fact that he recently lost two beachfront properties in a messy divorce.
Oh, God damn it. These southern fucking fat cat politicians have 0.0 shame.
Right?
Hey, idiot. It's not our fault you didn't get a prenup for the person you were in love with that you were going to marry.
Right.
God. You lost your fucking beach mansion. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Hey, really?
That's about it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a bail. We will be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast at crabdiving.com/live. Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. Immediately following a brand new sparkling episode of Midnight Breakfast
2015 in review.
Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. He's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And everything and anything about us is at crabdiving.com, everybody.
Yay.
Have a good one. Back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.